إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you that the only dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught His Nabi personally to do, asking for increase, the only dua which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taught to do, asking for increase, was to ask for increase in knowledge, in ilm. Rabbi zidni ilman. Allah did not teach His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask for increase in wealth or children or power or authority or anything, but He asked him to make dua to ask for increase in ilm. Therefore, it is very important for us to understand what is ilm, what is knowledge. There's a lot of confusion in the minds of people today, confusion between information and knowledge. Alhamdulillah, there is a good side and a wrong side to everything. The good side to the acquisition of information about Islam today is that it has become very easy, extremely easy. There are the internet is full of information, books have been translated into multiple languages, there are courses being held by this organization and that organization, alhamdulillah, all of whom generally speaking give good information. So there is nothing faulty or wrong about a particular course, there is nothing faulty or wrong about the information on the net. Obviously, there is good information and bad information, but if you are looking at the right places and you are going to the right courses, then you are getting, inshallah, good information. The problem is that people confuse that information for knowledge, and they like to call themselves students of knowledge, and they think that when they go to a course, or they think that when they read a book, or they think that when they look at information on the net, that they are actually acquiring knowledge. And this is a very big mistake, a very big mistake in understanding. The difference between information and knowledge is like the difference between looking at food and eating food. There is nothing wrong with the food which is on the table. It's excellent food, highly nutritious, very tasty. But you can sit there and stare at that food until you die of starvation. It will not help you at all, whatsoever. Even though you own the food, it is sitting on your table, but until you eat that food, and then until that food is digested in your belly, that food cannot benefit you. Therefore, the difference between information and knowledge is like the difference between looking at food and eating food. When you go to a course, or when you read a book, or when you go to the internet, or whatever your source of gathering information is, you are looking at food. You are not eating food. So how does anyone benefit from information, and how can you convert it to knowledge? I want you to stay with the analogy of the love looking at food and eating food. The way to benefit from food consists of two things. First of all, to prepare your body to accept that food. If you take a newborn child, or if you take a young child, a year old or something, and give him beautifully cooked laham mandi or beautifully cooked biryani, that child will actually die, because the child is not capable of digesting that food. There's nothing wrong with the food. The food is absolutely fine, beautifully prepared, very tasty. But for that child, that food is like poison. It cannot help that child. It cannot benefit that child. On the other hand, the food is actually harmful for the child. If you have somebody, a grown-up person or a child or whoever, and that person has diabetes, and you have this beautiful dessert, absolutely fantastic dessert, beautifully presented and delicious, absolutely delicious dessert, but this person has diabetes, and if that person eats that dessert, that person will die. Not because there is anything wrong with the dessert, but because this person has a sickness in his body that must be dealt with if they want to actually benefit from that food. And until that sickness is dealt with, until the diabetes is cured, that dessert is like poison for that person. You have a third person who has hypertension, and you have this wonderful food which is cooked, and obviously it has salt in it, otherwise it wouldn't have any taste. But this person who has hypertension eats that food, and it harms the person, even though in itself there is nothing wrong with the food. Now, this is the analogy that I want you to keep in mind when we talk about converting information into knowledge. And what is that analogy? That for information to be converted into knowledge which is beneficial, it has to go through a process of preparing the person to accept this knowledge. And that process in the area of Islam is called tarbiyah. Without tarbiyah and without tazkiyah, without preparation and without purification, information can never become knowledge. Information, no matter how good it is, can never benefit the individual without that person preparing himself or herself to benefit from that information. And vice versa, with proper tazkiyah and tarbiyah, information then becomes a source of great benefit for that person in the dunya and the akhirah. And that is the key thing to keep in mind and say that how can we ensure that we deal with information in a way through tazkiyah or tarbiyah and convert it into knowledge which becomes beneficial for us. And that's the reason why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua and said, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiah wa na'udhu bika min ilmin ghayru nafiah. He said, O Allah, I ask you for ilm which is beneficial, and I ask you for protection from knowledge which is not beneficial. We have story after story of the Salaf who went through great hardships. In some cases, or in most cases, great hardships over many years in order to benefit from the knowledge. And if you reflect on it, what they were studying and what we are studying today in our short courses and long courses is not different. The Quran was the same, the Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the same, the teachings were the same. So it was knowledge of the same, it was the same knowledge. But how is it that knowledge made Hasan al-Basri, Hasan al-Basri? How is it that knowledge made Bishr al-Hafi, a man who Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi ajma'in, called him my ustad? How did this change happen? Was Bishr al-Hafi reading a hadith from some other source? Same sources, same hadith. But what made Bishr al-Hafi Bishr al-Hafi? I want to end here with this, with the invitation for us to reflect upon this and say, what is it that I am doing to prepare myself to receive the knowledge? Or am I like the person who has diabetes but wants to ignore it and wants to eat a triple chocolate sundae? In which case, you have to say to them, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.